I trust you've been going for walks. One step at a time. Alert, relaxed. Looking, listening, feeling, being caressed by the wind. What could you add to that by thinking about it? Questions, maybe we will look at some questions this afternoon. Remaining rooted within, feeling your presence. And if you can feel your presence, it's not your presence, it's just a way of speaking. Because it's intimately you, that's why I call it your presence. You are presence. Language always creates a separation, but that's how it is. Feeling yourself as your own presence. If then any question survives in your head, you could either ask it or wait for the answer within yourself. And when you're present within, non-vital questions won't survive in the head. They're recognized as not truly alive. Abstract. In medieval times, the mind created abstractions. How many angels can dance on the head of a needle, or something like that? Or abstractions that created the religions, not the original creator, but subsequent developments. The church split into two, I can't remember when, 1,500 years ago, over the dispute whether the Holy Spirit emanated from the Father or also from the Son. Getting lost in thought. And they could kill you if you didn't agree with them. So, vital question concerns you. Perhaps your suffering, if there is any left. Pain body questions are usually helpful to everybody. I don't mean questions that are asked by the pain body. They would be very angry questions. But questions concerning what you have observed in yourself, or maybe someone very close to you. Occasionally you get questions asked by the pain body. In one group we were talking about the pain body. An active pain body, if there's a pain body in any a member of the audience who is at that moment active, that doesn't feel good because the pain body doesn't like to be looked at. So occasionally it happens that somebody runs out of the room when we talk about the pain body and they're not going to the toilet. And in one group we talked about the pain body, and an angry voice in the back said, "I have a question. When do we start meditating?"